Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And so glad to have you with me today as we study God's Word, learning more about His grace and living by His Spirit. So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for that unmerited favor that comes by believing and trusting in Jesus Christ, Your Son, as our Savior and Lord. Today, Lord, I pray that You will once again bless us with Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing to You in everything we do, say, and our attitudes in this world. We'll thank You and bless You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Works of the Flesh, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. Paul the Apostle has been sharing with the church members at Galatia about the war between the spirit and the flesh within every believer in Jesus Christ. He has told them that if they would be led by the Spirit of God, they would not fulfill the lust of the flesh and would not be under the law. However, how were the Galatians to know the difference between the works of the flesh and the works of the Spirit? In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, Paul begins to tell them and us how the flesh manifests itself. And this list is daunting. He wrote, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness." Paul began, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest." The word manifest means apparent, evident, are plainly recognized and known. In order for those hearing Paul's words to be crystal clear about the fleshly ways and the fleshly life and how it's recognized, Paul begins this list, and each of these have an origin within the fleshly desires. Number one, adultery. Adultery is basically an affair that is outside one's marriage. It may be defined as carrying on, cheating, extracurricular activity, a fling, hanky-panky, immorality, infidelity, playing around, or two-timing. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 5 and verse 27 and 28, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." In other words, adultery is a work of the flesh that not only manifests itself on the outside, but may also be within a person's heart. Number two, fornication. Fornication in the Greek language is the word porneia, and it has the idea of illicit sexual relations outside of a marriage. This work of the flesh manifests itself in a monstrous manner today with pornography and sexual relationships abounding that are not within a marriage. We may wonder why this epidemic is so prevalent in our day, but if we will keep in context with Paul the Apostle's words, we see that this is another manifestation of the fleshly nature. Number three, uncleanness. Uncleanness is related to physical things and in a moral sense means lustful, luxurious, and profligate living. It has the idea of impure motives and those who are driven to manage their lives in unclean ways. We may have heard the following statement attributed to the Bible: "Cleanliness is next to godliness." However, that phrase is not recorded in the Bible. The flesh nature has a propensity to be unclean and impure in thoughts and actions that have their origin in the flesh. Number four, lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is an unbridled lust, excess, wantonness, outrageousness, shamelessness, and insolence. In other words, it is the "I've got to have it now" syndrome. This work of the flesh manifests itself in the unbridled lust for material and emotional things. It's an obsession with objects and feelings that are brought about from exposure to stimuli that becomes addictive and carries with it a sense of need. As we can see, Paul is putting together quite a list of the manifestations of the flesh. Although some of these may not apply to us, more than likely one or more will convict us as we continue to understand them. Fleshly desires and passions are within us, And this is why it is so necessary to be led by the Spirit of God. As we consider this part of Paul's list today, let us remember his previous words in verse 16 of this chapter. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Next time, Paul will continue his list of the works of the flesh, so read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.